여러분 안녕하십니까? 지금부터 중학교 1학년 18회 영어 듣기 모의고사를 시작하겠습니다. 모든 문제는 한 번씩만 들려드리니 잘 듣고 지시에 따라 물음에 답하시기 바랍니다. 지금부터 듣기 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 1번 다음을 듣고 디스가 가리키는 것으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
This is a small animal with long front teeth. This animal is usually famous for its long ears and eats grass, roots, and leaves. Many people like this animal because it is very cute. It can jump high and fast. Bunny is a pet name for this animal.
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 가방으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Gee, I can't find my bag.
Let me help you. What does it look like?
It is red, squared, and flowered.
Does it have straps?
Yes, it has straps so that I can carry it on my shoulder.
Okay, I will help you find it.
Thanks a lot.
3번 다음을 듣고 밴쿠버의 오후 날씨로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning. This is Jessica Brown with a World Weather Report. Today it will be sunny in New York. It will be snowy in Vancouver in the morning, but in the afternoon it will change to rain. In Seoul, it will be cold and windy all day long. Thank you for joining us.
4번 대화를 듣고 여자가 한 마지막 말의 의도로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
It's perfect weather for hiking in the mountains.
Yeah. It's clear, cool, and dry.
There is a little breeze, too, and the leaves are changing colors.
I like your hiking stick. Where did you get it?
I ordered it through the internet.
By the way, the sunset is so beautiful from here. Why don't we sit down and watch it?
5번 대화를 듣고 남자에 대해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Hi, I'm Jinhee. You're new to our class, aren't you?
Yes. Hi, I am David. It's nice to meet you.
I'm glad to meet you too. By the way, where are you from?
I'm from America. I came here because of my father's job. He is a soldier.
Oh, I see. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yes, I have a younger brother.
Okay, let's be friends.
6번 대화를 듣고 축구 경기가 시작되는 시각을 고르시오.
Mark, why don't we watch the soccer match together after school?
That sounds fun.
Can you come to my house?
Okay, I'll get some snacks. What time is it now?
It's 5:30.
It starts in 2 hours. I can't wait until the classes are finished.
7번 대화를 듣고 남자의 장래 희망으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Mike. What are you going to do after graduation?
I'll work as a firefighter.
That's a dangerous job.
I know, but it's also an important one. Firefighters are real lifesavers. How about you?
I want to study photography. As you know, I love taking pictures.
That's interesting.
Yesterday, I forgot to meet Jenny at the library. We were going to study together for the English test, but I just stayed at home at that time. She waited for me for an hour, and my phone was turned off. It was my big mistake. What are you planning to do this Sunday?
I'm going to Jamshil Stadium.
Are you going there to see a baseball game?
Oh no, I will clean up the stadium. It's my volunteer work.
Good.
This is a special car. Usually, its color is white. It is very useful when we have problems. It's a car for taking sick people to the hospital. When there's a fire truck and this car will be there. So, in an emergency, if you call 119, this car will come to you.
May I see your passport, please?
Yes, here you are.
What is the purpose of your visit?
I'm having a vacation with my family.
How long will you stay in the United States?
I will stay for 6 days.
Okay, enjoy your stay.
Hello, this is Susan's mother. Are you Mr. Han?
Yes, I am. Hi. By the way, what happened?
Susan won't go to school today.
What's the matter with her?
She broke her leg while inline skating.
Oh, that's too bad. I hope she gets better soon. Please tell her that I'll give her a summary about the missed classes.
Thank you, Mr. Han. Here's your coffee.
Thank you, Mary. Your mom and I were talking about your birthday present.
Really? I'd really like to have a tablet PC.
It can take up too much of your time.
Don't worry. I'll study hard with it. And next Parents' Day, I'll give you a good report card as a present.
Okay.
14번 대화를 듣고 세탁소의 위치로 가장 알맞은 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me, where can I get a shirt cleaned quickly?
There's a dry cleaners in the CBA building on Madison Avenue. It's about one block from here.
Oh, it's close. That's good. And which one is the CBA building?
Go down Grant Street along the park, and then turn left at the post office. There's a building next to the post office. It's the CBA building.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Can I ask you a favor?
Sure. Is something wrong?
I don't have enough money for the bill.
Oh, no problem. How much do you need?
Could you spare $5? I'm really embarrassed about this.
Don't worry about it. Here you are.
Thank you so much. I'll pay you back tomorrow.
There's no need. Thanks for inviting me to dinner.
16번 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자에게 제안한 것으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Mr. Jones. How can I help you?
Hello, doctor. I seem to have an eye infection.
Are you in pain?
Yes, a little. My right eye keeps watering all day.
Did you ever have a problem like this before?
No, never.
I suggest you buy and use some of these eye drops.
17번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 부모님께 드릴 선물을 고르시오.
Tomorrow is Parents' Day. What do you want to buy for them?
Well, how about a photo album?
No, I don't think they need one.
Oh, I see. Then why don't we buy them T-shirts? Let's buy 2 T-shirts of the same design.
Sounds great. I'm sure they will like them. They will look nice in the same clothes.
Okay, let's go to buy them.
18번 대화를 듣고 남자의 직업으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me, I have some problems with my car. Can you check it?
Sure. Oh, your car has a flat tire.
Really? Which one?
The right front tire is flat. It can be very serious.
Oh, I didn't know that. Change the tire, please. How long will it take?
It may take about 30 minutes to change it.
Okay, I will wait.
19번과 20번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 이어질 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오. 19번
Amy, what are you looking at?
I'm just looking at the poster.
What is it about the poster?
It's about a singing contest.
Oh, are you going to try out?
No, I'm interested, but I think that I can't do it.
Oh, come on. I think you'll be a good singer, because you're good at singing.
20번
That was a long movie, wasn't it?
Yes, it was too long. In fact, it was too boring. How about you? Did you like it?
Not really. I heard too much about the movie.
I did too. That was the problem.
Next time, I won't listen to any stories before I see a movie.
수고하셨습니다. 이상으로 중학교 1학년 18회 영어 듣기 모의고사를 마칩니다.